can't be gotten. Can't be turned into something permanent. Can't be captured so you can sit in it whenever the mood strikes. The process is the exact opposite. The process is you have to be willing to be so ungreedy of it that you actually are willing to trust existence and let it get you. You can't get it, but you can allow it to get you. You can allow yourself to be the prey instead of the hunter. Mm-hmm. And that's really why you keep coming, to find the way to become the prey. What do you make of that?
That makes sense. It does make sense.
And beyond making sense, what do you make of that?
Well, I understand why. It appears like I'm such a masochist, because I keep having so much pain over and over again, and I keep coming back for more. That's just my experience on, I guess, spiritual path, if that's what I want to call it. That's pretty much 80% of the time. That's what I feel, and I don't know why, but I think that's why.
So, could it be the pain of the hunter?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the hunter's always frustrated. The hunter's always working hard, looking, trying to find the prey. The prey is going about its business. The prey's never frustrated. The prey's gambling through the meadow.
It's like Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Bugs is having a great time. Only Elmer's frustrated.
Wow, that's a good analogy. that.
And you thought those people at Warner Brothers were godless.
Yeah. I need to be more like Bugs Bunny. I'm serious. He's just eating carrots and he's happy. And enjoying what's around him. Yeah.
But that's not enough. You have to be willing to be the prey. You have to be willing to let something get you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very much like death. The prey doesn't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's being caught to be tagged as part of a wildlife program and set free, be handed a bunch of carrots on the way out. Or maybe it's going to be shot dead and skinned.